KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Michael Schneider, now at Variety.
And I'm Joe Adalian, still West Coast editor of Vulture. And this is Screen Grab.
Well, Joe, happy new year. We survived another year. I feel like just barely. This past year felt like 3 or 4 years. And I think 2019 is going to be really fascinating for all of us who cover the media business and television in particular. This is going to be one of those game-changing years that, honestly, Bill Carter's going to write a book about in a few years, or someone's going to.
Or maybe we will.
Or maybe we should, by the way. This is going to be the year of trademark pending. I'm calling this the streamocalypse. This is the year that, of course, Disney Plus comes online, the Disney streaming service. Apple will finally reveal what its service is and how we're going to be able to watch all those shows that they've been developing. Warner Media has been promising by the end of the year to have their streaming service online. We're waiting to see what Comcast does, but clearly, you know, they're itching to get into the game as well. And then, of course, Netflix is doing what it's doing. Amazon continues to grow under the leadership of Jen Psaki. Hulu has some real growth plans in the work as well. There's a lot going on in this space, Joe.
You know, you call it streamocalypse, I call it streamvana. I think that this is, you know, look, 2018 was a year that felt like a placeholder year in television. It felt like, you know, everyone was making their power moves, everyone was forming alliances, figuring out their strategies. And now we're going to see all these big players get on the game board and start competing and see if anyone can play at Netflix's game, if they can jump into this new world of subscription video on demand, where people, rather than being guided by advertising, you know, select the few networks and platforms they want to watch their content on. It's going to be quite telling and I think interesting.
Yeah, and there's a lot of big, high-profile projects that are finally going to come to pass, including The Morning Show that Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston are involved with at Apple, among plenty of other big shows, you know, a Star Wars series over at Disney Plus. So a lot of big-ticket items. And, you know, the big question is going to be, can the market bear all of this? Will people really want to purchase 7 or 8 different streaming services and potentially still have cable at the same time? So a lot, I think, will be known.
My prediction is I think that Apple is going to surprise people with their offering, but we don't know a lot of what they're doing. But I think that there's a good chance that what Apple does is as much about how we watch all TV as opposed to just another streaming platform. I think, you know, if you look at how that company normally operates, they don't just want to be another Netflix. I think they want to be a way to sort of change the way you watch television. So I'll be curious to see how that works out. I also have a prediction to make. I think that Warner Media's offering is going to be confusing and unimpressive, and I think they're going to have to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, well, there's still a lot of unknowns about what that project actually is going to be, especially since Warner Media already has an HBO streaming service, and it has DC Universe, which is its streaming service devoted to the DC Universe. So they've already got a lot of these properties that seem to be competing against each other. So we may learn more as the year goes on what this new streamlined service will be. And speaking, Joe, of streaming services, of course, you've got Hulu, one of the incumbents, that will soon be majority owned by Disney as the Disney 21st Century Fox merger finally happens. And a lot of what we've been talking about over the past year finally comes to pass, and the new leadership comes into place, and we find what that integration looks like.
I'm curious to see what this means for the legacy parts of the Disney 21st Century Fox brand. You know, what happens to ABC, which increasingly has felt like an afterthought? Well, now you've got a new executive there with Dana Walden. She's sort of been a rising star for a decade, so she's not exactly a brand new star, but she's gotten more and more power as the years have gone on, and she finally now has a much bigger empire. Well, the question is Bob Iger going to give her the palette to sort of play on and to draw a new sort of ABC? And what will that vision be? You know, it seems odd to think that she's just going to be doing sort of ABC stuff and, you know, some cable networks. I feel like there's something else we don't know yet, and I'll be curious to see how that operates and whether or not ABC sort of gets any more resources. They've sort of felt like, again, a little bit like an afterthought, and I wonder what the new thinking is going to be for ABC.
Yeah, and what, of course, what the thinking is going to be over at Fox, New Fox.
Exactly.
The the company that remains after all of the production assets disappear. And now under the guidance of Charlie Collier, formerly of AMC, you've got a Fox that now won't have a production studio that's going to rely much more on football and WWE wrestling and other live events in addition to its programming. They're reinventing what a broadcast network might look like in the coming years. And Joe, there's also the question of mergers. I mean, we talk about that. That's by far the biggest merger of the year as it takes place. But you've got all these medium-sized companies that are sitting out there and seeing the writing on the wall. I mean, if you don't get big fast, then you're very liable to lose out in this new digital world. So a lot of these medium companies like CBS, like AMC Networks, like Lionsgate are going to have to figure out in the coming years, are they going to be gobbled up by larger companies? Are they going to merge? A lot that could happen in the coming year there too. Well, happy 2019 to you, Joe.
Happy 2019 to you as well, Mike.
Thank you, sir. That's Joe Adalian of Vulture, and I'm Michael Schneider of Variety, and this is Screen Grab.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.